Brett Veach's dirty little secret was just the Andre Hopkins move, huh?
Do you think they're done?
I don't know. I mean, there's only so much you can go out there and, you know, give away, you know, for players and whatnot. Done meaning like a name that you're going to get excited about. I think maybe 50-50 depends on, you know, what presents itself. If the Rams continue to get desperate and whatnot, they will potentially make a move. Just proof that kids never listen to you no matter what you tell them. I texted my daughter who's leading her fantasy league. I said, go pick up DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. Her response, he doesn't get many points. So kids will fight you on any. It doesn't matter. Eat your vegetables. Okay, fine. Pick up DeAndre Hopkins. He doesn't get many points. I said, he now has Mahomes throwing to him. And I said, I'll bet you Canes that he has a touchdown on Sunday.
Ooh. I like that little friendly wager.
Do you get the coleslaw with your Canes?
The kids do, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah,
I build a sandwich.
Yeah.
Sub a coleslaw, extra piece of bread.
You see, the extra toast at Canes is like the ultimate thing. So, right. So again, last night at the tennis banquet, everybody was talking about Coach Reynolds taking them to Chick-fil-A after, like, Chick-fil-A and Canes. That's how you win over the kids today. It's either Chick-fil-A or Canes, and they're putty in your hand. So I just bet my daughter that DeAndre Hopkins will score a touchdown this week. Are you taking that prop bet, DeAndre Hopkins getting into the end zone? They want him for red zone purposes, folks. Are you going to take DeAndre Hopkins? I think DeAndre Hopkins gets a touchdown against the Raiders this weekend. That's Chiefs-like, too. You know, that's how they do it. And also, Binkley texted in about the number of catches that DeAndre Hopkins has had in a row and how many straight games. Did you know Travis Kelce's on that list as well? Kelce has a catch in 164 straight games, D-Hop 168, the two longest streaks in the NFL.
That's cool.
Breaking news. DeAndre Hopkins traded from Tennessee to Kansas City. I've been keeping my eye on TV, Twitter, every outlet is just literally talking about this.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about?
Good Morning Football says wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins of the Chiefs reminds us of, I don't know what it reminds me of, to give it a comparison of a trade in sports. I don't want to say it's the Kevin Garnett or Kevin Durant to the Golden State Warriors.
No, because DeAndre Hopkins is a winner.
That would have been the case if this happened 2 years ago. Yeah. I would have compared it to that. I'd have comped it to that because he would have probably won two Super Bowls, which Durant won two titles, and he was still kind of like feared as Kevin Durant.
Is this for local purposes adding Ben Zobrist?
That's good. They didn't have an injury really with Ben Zobrist, but it was just an addition to give you more solidification towards like being that team.
Yeah,
that's what we talked about in our poll today.
He kind of galvanized that team, and you know, I'll never let Josh live it down where he said, we don't really need Ben Zobrist. He's a luxury addition, right? And sure enough, we needed Ben Zobrist, right?
Yeah.
So do you consider DeAndre Hopkins kind of in that category of you needed DeAndre Hopkins though? At the time you made the trade, did you need Ben Zobrist? You could probably have gotten by, but did he make a difference? Yeah. This time, I think you need DeAndre Hopkins, and I think he's going to make a difference. Maybe Johnny Cueto into that level because you needed a starting pitcher at the time, and so you went out and got Johnny Cueto. Maybe he's more in kind of that category and reminds you of that. But, I mean, who's upset today when the team you love is making moves to get better when they're 6-0 and the only undefeated team in the NFL? Like, keep it in perspective, folks, what we got going on here right now. This ain't sitting back and going, hey, I tell you what, we got Bailey Zappe coming up. We got an opportunity to go out and get better. They went and got better, and they got DeAndre Hopkins. They cleared that roster space with Bailey Zappe going to Cleveland.
Every Wednesday, we do our Wednesday poll question on 96.5 The Fan or at The Fan 96.5 on X. Get ready to be disappointed, Bob. We asked the people, does the DeAndre Hopkins acquisition solidify the three-peat, yes or no? 52% of people said yes.
Okay.
48% of people have clicked no. That's 454 votes. That, of course, coming with the DeAndre Hopkins acquisition to the Kansas City Chiefs for a fifth round. That could be a fourth. As no doubt about it, the Kansas City Chiefs, they got better today.
Yeah.
Right? They've lost three wide receivers. two of which I don't know if we see again the rest of the year. I know there's optimism that Hollywood Brown will come back.
Yep.
Has a chance to play maybe
December.
Yeah. Late December, early January. So again, that's what Pittsburgh Broncos, let him get his, you know, tires, get the tread kind of worn off the little tires that have been out for all year. And then who knows, you get into the playoffs and you've got DeAndre Hopkins, Travis Kelce, and Hollywood Brown.
Yeah. It's a nice
Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah. I mean, that's a nice pack. Oh, and by the way, we got a good defense. I don't know if anybody's checked lately, like this defense hasn't let anybody score on them, but you know, we bring up that question. My buddy Jim texted me yesterday about, you know, this wide receiver stuff. And he said, and I don't know if you guys necessarily agree with it, they're Super Bowl ready. If they find a wide receiver, this makes them more of a threat for a 6-0 team. Right. But like, is this the final piece to that puzzle and keeping it all together? I think it adds a lot. And look, are they done, Dusty? I don't know if they're done, but they got better and they made an addition and people wanted an addition. They went out there, they tickled our fancy, they gave us the wide receiver, and I think it's going to be a very good one. Now, yesterday there was a lot of this Cooper Kupp stuff going on yesterday, right? And I just kind of want to lay out what went on yesterday from sources that I spoke to that under the condition of anonymity because the situation is dire, whatever the hell they say. So I was talking to people yesterday about Cooper Kupp, and first and foremost, I learned yesterday that like this situation, this is the Rams trying to trade Cooper Kupp. He's got a $20 million contract due to him next year. Mm-hmm. They want to get rid of that contract. They're not interested in paying Cooper Kupp that kind of money. And I think he's had like 5 broken ankles, 2 broken tibias, and a busted up, you know, knee or whatever. So he's an injured guy. They're trying to get rid of, and they wanted like a second round pick in return. Everybody was laughing at the Rams as they were trying to peddle this trade yesterday. Mm-hmm. But as of yesterday evening, I was told the Rams and Chiefs haven't even had a conversation about Cooper Kupp. Again, the Rams are putting this out there. It appears that they want to get out of that contract. But here's what was holding back the Chiefs from potentially going out and getting Cooper Kupp. Number one, the money, the $20 million that was out there. They just were not interested in paying that kind of money. And with a high pick that they had to give up, potentially a second round pick, the Chiefs were not willing to part with a second round pick to go get Cooper Kupp. They parted with a 5th round pick and owed no money to DeAndre Hopkins after this season. So on the surface, a 5th round pick and no money due after this season is a major win over a 2nd round pick and owing $20 million to a wide receiver. Again, as we talked about, they're anticipating, and there's very much high optimism right now that Hollywood Brown will be back in December. The other reason you don't go all in on a Cooper Kupp type of trade is because what's coming up this offseason, every move you do affects a potential move down the line. No matter who it is, no matter what player, everything is interconnected like the central nervous system. There's a lot of guys on this team right now that are due dough in the offseason. Trey, Bolton, Justin Reed, all free agents going into this offseason. McDuffie and Karlaftis now are eligible after the season going into their 4th year to negotiate new contracts. The Chiefs want to keep both of those guys. So those are 5 guys right there right now. There's a lot of money that needs to be spent on current guys in your organization. If you were to bring in Cooper Kupp and then owe him that $20 million next year, that's less money than you can pay your guys. And honestly, I'd rather have Trey signed. I'd rather have Bolton signed. I'd rather have Reed signed. I'd rather McDuffie and Karlaftis have extensions than to give money to Cooper Kupp, who's an injured wide receiver right now. Right. And the other thing is, with all of those guys coming due on contracts, that's going to be your free agent class for the Chiefs this offseason. So the draft is going to be used in lieu of, if you will, of free agency this year. So you didn't want to give up a 2nd round pick when you're not going to be that active in the free agent market because you're signing your own guys. You need these draft picks, A, to come in and produce, obviously. You've been really good at the draft. But also, you draft your guys, they're a lot cheaper than going out there and spending that money on the open market. And Brett Veach is a warrior with draft picks. Like, arm this guy with draft picks and let him go and see what happens. And I'm betting on Brett Veach. And so they just didn't want to give up a premium pick and $20 million for Cooper Kupp when they know they have all of these guys coming due on contract. And draft picks are so valuable to this organization and probably more valuable to the Chiefs than anywhere else because they actually get good players with their draft picks.
I think the other thing that's interesting, too, is that out of those 5 guys, 3 of those guys are probably getting signed. And I think Brevich is already drafted for the future with some of those positions. I think McDuffie's a lock to get signed. I think Trey Smith is a lock to get signed. And then you can talk probably Karlaftis to me about getting signed. I think those are your three locks. I think Justin Reed's replacement is Cook. I think that's where he was drafted for, right. And I think that's just the business part of it. I think Reed's a great chief. I think he's had a big pick this last weekend, but that's the same route they did with Tyrann Mathieu.
Dude, they've done this route numerous times with defensive backs.
And I think Nick Bolton is, I think it's in question. Do I think he's an absolute monster as a captain of this defense? Absolutely. But his position is not one that you pay a lot of money for. And if he wants a lot of money, someone else is going to have to shovel it out. The other thing that I would also add to that when you talk about a receiver and you talk about money is the Rashee Rice contract's going to come up eventually. Now, I don't know how expensive it's going to be due to maybe a suspension, due to missing basically an entire year.
We may not see Rashee Rice until like a year from now, with the suspension and everything.
So the strength he would have if he were to have that year that he was projected to have this year is gone due to injury. But if you also think Rashee Rice could go down to be the best receiver that the Chiefs have had outside of Tyreek Hill, you would have to think back in your mind that he's also going to get a contract eventually one day as well.
What is this, year two for Rashee Rice?
Year two.
So he's got
five.
No, he was a second round
pick. So he's got four.
He's only got four. So he's only got two more years after this. Right. So you start to earmark that money. But that's how organizations work, you know?
And, you know, I think that they do see him being here. And maybe they can do what they did to Tyreek Hill to Rashee Rice, which is, hey, we'll give you a two-year extension that pays you very handsomely, but we're not going to give you that, you know, 5 year.
Basically, you're giving roster bonuses is what they did for Tyreek Hill. Every year that he was on the roster, here's a $20 million check.
Right.
No guaranteed money beginning tomorrow, but you got your $20 million. And I don't think you need to go down that route with Rashee Rice just yet. I think hopefully he's learned and, you know, he stays, you know, in the good graces off the field. And then you can give him that nice contract that I think he's going to deserve. And there's no guarantees that this guy's going to be suspended, right? I mean, the court date's still not till December, so we still don't know what's going to happen. You know, I just farcical, if we can, for a second.
Yeah.
I could see Rashee Rice, you know, going to the court date, you know, getting that all taken care of, and then the NFL suspending Rashee Rice while injured, and then everybody else reacting and losing their minds. You're suspending him when he's injured. The league is geared for the Chiefs. But that's what I would do if I was Roger Goodell. Yeah, you're injured. Count these as suspended games.
Right. In case you missed it, DeAndre Hopkins has been acquired by the Kansas City Chiefs. This was Ian Rappaport's report on it this morning on the NFL Network.
It has been a long rumored deal that now is happening. Sources say DeAndre Hopkins, the star receiver for the Tennessee Titans, is in the process of being traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. The champs continue to load up. Another day, another big-time receiver moves. It has certainly been a season full of them. We've seen Devontae Adams. We've seen Amari Cooper. Now DeAndre Hopkins is the latest. My understanding is this is in exchange for a fifth-rounder that could become a fourth-rounder. The two sides are still going back and forth now on salary. My understanding is the Titans are going to pay some of DeAndre Hopkins' base salary for this year just to make it easier for the Chiefs to withstand the salary. But this trade is expected to happen. So KC has lost Hollywood Brown. Juju Smith-Schuster not going to play this week. But DeAndre Hopkins is expected to be there. You're right. This has been a long rumored trade. But listen to how fast it happened. It has been nothing but rumors till about, I would say, midnight last night, Kansas City time. The two sides got together. They kind of threw hypotheticals back and forth. By about 5 or 6 in the morning, today it became clear that a deal would happen. Expected to be finalized soon. D-Hop going to join the Chiefs.
So that's Ian Rappaport giving you the full report on DeAndre Hopkins going to Kansas City. Obviously, we can get into Max Pack right now. I don't know if your bottom feeders are Max Pack or anything like that has Tennessee in it, but I'd assume Tennessee has gotten worse.
I think they just
did. So, Mac, why don't we do your pack here at 732 on 96.5 The Fan.
It's time for Max Pack.
I think we know who number one is.
Oh, yeah, baby. Woo! Another week, another number one spot. And this time we don't have to have the text, but what about the offense? Where have the points been? This team isn't as fun to watch anymore. Oh, shut up. It's all okay now because you've got DeAndre Hopkins. You've got a guy, Dusty mentioned it earlier, Imagine Juju when his knee worked. Imagine Rashee Rice when he was healthy. This is what DeAndre Hopkins brings to the table. They have the best defense. They have the best coach. They have the best quarterback. They have the best interior offensive line. They have the best defensive coordinator. They have the best tight end. And now they're going to have one of the best wide receivers in football. That's right. He's still a top 20 guy. Hopkins, Chiefs, number one. Number two. Man, you heard Bob talk about it earlier. We may play the audio later from Mike Greenberg. Man, those Ravens are scary. They can't lose, right, Bob? They can't lose with Derrick Henry. That's what I heard this week,
they
right?
They started 0-2 with Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah, like, so maybe they can't lose.
The week-to-week nature and the amnesia that this league creates is just bizarre.
We'll play that Greenberg audio later.
Are we going to get to the booger-eating stuff, too? Because Pat McAfee legitimately asked Aaron Rodgers if he eats his boogers.
We have got that as well.
Hell of a tease.
Baltimore Ravens are still a fantastic team, but that defense is not what it was last season. Mike McDonald's gone. They've lost a few pieces.
Patrick Queen,
one of those major pieces. That you can score on that team. The Ravens put up over 30, and that was without Mike Evans, and the Chiefs now have an offense to destroy that Ravens defense. The Detroit Lions, even without Aiden Hutchinson, we saw what that team can do still on the defense. They're a well-rounded machine. They have the best running back duo in football. They've got amazing cavalcade of weapons. And Jared Goff, you know, it used to be, oh, there's Goff. He's holding the ball for an extra second. Well, what's the throw going to be? And it's a pick. That's not the case anymore. I mean, it's just multiple games where he starts 18 for 18. He's a beast. He's a top 10 quarterback.
So you're a golfer now. Look at you.
He's been a top 10 quarterback.
You want to tee off this weekend?
The jump's not going to wake. The jump's not going to happen. So Packers at number four, Jordan Love.
So number one, Chiefs. Number two, Ravens. Number three, Lions. Number four, Green Bay.
Green Bay, yep, another well-rounded team, and I think they're kind of coming into their own defensively, and this is another team that can run the ball on you when they're up. These top four teams all have one thing in common, they can run the ball. The fifth team has
amazing how this league has changed now back to a power running team.
It's crazy. It's great. You got to be able to pass, but when you're up, you want to be able to chew that clock. All four of those teams can do it. The one team that I think has the capabilities to do that, but they're going to need their running back healthy. That's the Buffalo Bills at number five. They need James Cook to stay healthy with that turf toe. If he is not there in that backfield, it's just Josh Allen doing it all by himself. It's a fun playoff team. Josh Allen may get his MVP, but they're not going to hoist that Lombardi trophy if they don't have James Cook. That defense getting better, and Amari Cooper getting in the end zone on his first week. That's a little shade of what we'll see with Hopkins in the end zone this week.
I'm cashing in on that Canes bet with my daughter
Let's go. Oh, yeah, baby.
DeAndre Hopkins is scoring a touchdown this weekend.
So Minnesota falls out of the top five for Max Pack.
They do.
Okay.
All right.
They do.
Kansas City, Baltimore, Detroit, Green Bay, Buffalo. That's Max Pack. You know how we do it. We go from the top to the bottom. It's Bob's bottom feeders at this point.
Yeah, and in no particular order, I had to put the Tennessee Titans on the list, but everybody else that I have on the list is still now worthy of being on the list. So I guess honorable mention this week, and Bob's bottom feeders are the Tennessee Titans and the quarterback who puts mayonnaise in his coffee. So he comes in very low on that list at number 32A, I guess you could say. Let's look at the other bottom feeders. Cleveland comes in on my Bob's bottom feeders list, and I read a tweet this morning from our sister station in Cleveland. Kevin he was coach of the year in January. They said it looks like he's aged 25 years. Jameis Winston is now the starting quarterback, which is actually an improvement in Cleveland, but still at 1-6 or whatever they are. They're on the bottom feeders list. The Jets make the bottom feeders. Your quarterback eats boogers. And if you're a grown man in your 40s and you're still munching on boogers on the sidelines, can't imagine that you got much more in the tank. So the Jets are on that list, fired their coach, brought in the new wide receiver, quarterback ate boogers. The Jets are on that list. The New England Patriots come in on this list. The Jets and the Patriots continually getting called out by Bill Belichick on any platform that anybody gives them. So I do enjoy that, but the Patriots stink. They're on the list. Carolina Panthers are on the bottom feeders list this week as well. Did you see Andy Dalton got into a car accident yesterday?
Yeah, he's okay, right?
Hopefully he's okay, but still is treatment and whatnot from the team. He should be okay, but got into a car accident yesterday. Panthers are on that list. And then I got to put the Giants on that list as well. Daniel Jones has not led a touchdown drive at MetLife Stadium since before Mac was born. It's been like 685 days since he's last led a touchdown drive in his own stadium. Jeez. So the Giants make Bob's bottom feeders as well. Booger eaters, non-touchdown drivers, the Panthers, the Patriots, and Kevin, I can't coach here anymore, Ski, all make the list.
And the Titans is an honorable mention.
And the Titans are an honorable mention.
Not a bad bottom feeder. 2-2-5 teams. Everybody else with just one win. So.
Anybody else that I should have had on that bottom feeders
the
list?
Only maybe team, the Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Maybe the Rams.
Rams could be. They're trying to trade Cooper Kupp. So yeah.
Jags.
They got that win over the Patriots.
You're right.
Salvaged a little bit this week. You know, people are starting to talk about momentum now, coming back from across the pond.
Maybe the
Nobody's
Raiders.
Talking about that. But
maybe the Raiders, maybe the Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins, Raiders could be on that. There's a lot of bad teams when you start to think about it, right?
Dolphins, what, did they end up beating the Colts this weekend?
They did, 16-10.
Yeah.
Or no.
No,
they lost 16-10.
Yeah, I was just saying, because I saw a controversial video from their sidelines where Waddle, Tyreek, and Mike McDaniel were all laughing and having a good time losing 16-10 with 30 seconds left.
So fun.
As a fan, is there anything that pisses you off more than the laughing on the sidelines during a loss? You don't know what it is. They maybe were laughing at Aaron Rodgers eating his boogers, but they're laughing, and it's a bad look, right? People get so mad when you see laughing on the sidelines.
Am I fair to say that the Tua thing kind of upsets me?
That's fine. I'm with you, too. We probably would have talked more about that today.
Yeah,
I mean, not acquired DeAndre Hopkins, but
that's
yeah.
That's how breaking news works. It takes your entire rundown you worked so hard on the night before and just wipes it out.
Yeah. But the Tua thing is interesting, right? Like, you're on your own now, pal.
Like, he
refuses
to wear the Guardians cap. Press conferences.
Well, a lot of people in Cleveland refused to wear the Guardians cap. Did you see the crowd? Most of them were still wearing the old Indians logo.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
It's true. Look at the crowd.
And, you know, then addressing the media is like, I know this is what I want to do. I don't need your guys' sympathy. And it's like, okay, man. Well, like,
you ain't got my sympathy anymore. Like, you're on your own now.
I'm not out here. I want to be very freaking clear. I'm not out here saying I hope he gets another one. I'm saying if he does, I don't know if I'll have the same feelings I had from before. Right. I'm just worried about what happens when that does happen. If he's not taking, like, for instance, if I were to tear my ACL, I don't care if it's not fashionable. I'd wear like a brace if I played like active sports because I don't want to tear it again. This guy's had 4 concussions. And yeah, he comes out and just like, hey, I'm going to, and look, do your life.
I'm not
activating that. I'm just saying, like, don't feel bad. We're not all like, oh, man, again?
Yeah.
I think the NFL should just be like, hey, you have to wear a Guardian cap. Like, you have to.
Yeah, I don't understand why the NFL.
Because they don't care.
I know, but that's the myth. Like, is there a bigger myth out there?
No, if Roger Goodell really cared, he'd have said, you know what? You're on the commissioner's exempt list for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But I didn't do any, like, violence or anything like that. I don't care. You're not playing football.
You're not playing football. You're a detriment to the league if you get another concussion.
I mean, it's terrible for business. B, it's terrible for his own health. And C, it's like nobody
sees
the obvious.
And once you got past A, nobody cares. Yeah. It's terrible for business. If something does happen to this guy on the field, it's just,
I remember when I was a kid, my mom would say, you can wear a helmet when you wear your bike. If not, you don't need to ride your bike. And I'd be like, oh, I don't wear my helmet. It's like, well, then you don't get to ride your bike. It's like, God.
Yeah, we were in that generation of if you wore a helmet, you got made fun of.
Yeah.
But then you learn, right?
Yeah.
You've got things that can protect you.
I was also 5.